From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We're delighted that you have joined us for Let the Bible Speak. In a few minutes, we'll be hearing from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns continues the last in a series of messages on the theme, Living Clean in an Unclean World. The text for the whole series has been Psalm 119, the portion from verse 9 through verse 16. The common thread of each verse has been the Word of God. The text for this final message is verse 16, I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. In the course of this week's programs, Dr. Cairns is summing up the whole series in a message entitled, Staying the Course, Remaining True to God and to His Word. And the first phrase of the text gives us the key. It emphasizes a happy and habitual commitment to God's Word. As Dr. Cairns has reminded us, there is much in the Bible to delight the heart of the child of God. Yet, somehow, many professed believers seem to find no delight in God's Word. Only by giving the Bible a place of priority in our lives can we expect to enjoy it and profit from it. There must be diligent, prayerful study of God's Word, rather than the cursory, hurried reading that many give it. The second phrase of the text says, I will not forget thy Word. In other words, we are to remember the Bible by filling our minds with it and by obeying its precepts. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns in just a few minutes. First, here is a devotional thought from Faith's Checkbook, a collection from the pen of Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Today's devotional is called The Safest Shelter. The text is Isaiah chapter 32 and verse 2. And a man shall be as an hiding place from the wind and a covert from the tempest. Who this man is, we all know. Who could he be but the second man, the Lord from heaven, the man of sorrows, the Son of Man? What a hiding place he has been to his people. He bears the full force of the wind himself, and so he shelters those who hide themselves in him. We have thus escaped the wrath of God, and we shall thus escape the anger of men, the cares of this life, and the dread of death. Why do we stand in the wind when we may so readily and so surely get out of it by hiding behind our Lord? Let us this day run to Him and be at peace. Often the common wind of trouble rises in its force and becomes a tempest, sweeping everything before it. Things which looked firm and stable rock in the blast, and many and great are the falls among our carnal confidences. Our Lord Jesus, the glorious man, is a covert which is never blown down. In him we mark the tempest sweeping by, but we ourselves rest in delightful serenity. This day, let us just stow ourselves away in our hiding place, and sit and sing under the protection of our covert. Blessed Jesus, how we love thee! Well we may, for thou art to us a shelter in the time of storm.
I'm glad I know.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We continue to receive encouraging response to these broadcasts, and we want you to know that we're very grateful to those of you who take the time to contact us. Among the various publications which we offer on these programs, the most popular is the quarterly LTBS magazine. The principal focus of the current issue is The Life of Elijah. The articles include Power Through Prayer, Called to Carmel, and Deliverance from Despondency. Also, this issue contains a missionary focus on the nation of Germany, as well as a challenge to Christian women on the widely neglected matter of modesty. You may have a free copy of the magazine simply by asking for it. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a series of video features on the website. In these video clips, Dr. Alan Cairns answers questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, can you be sure you're saved? How to deal with cults? And can women be pastors? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
Of how many people has it been true in this very assembly of God's people? God has written to us the great things of His law, but they have been counted as a strange thing. You've been a stranger to God's Word, a stranger to the study of Scripture, a stranger to praying over the book. counting God's word. It's a strange thing. It is not coincidental that in the fourth chapter of that same prophecy, verse 6, the Lord's lamentation through the prophet is, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." You count the Bible a strange thing. You forget about God's word. You put it on the shelf. You pay lip service to it. Oh, if I come into the pulpit denying it's the word of God, you'd be the first to cry heretic. Rightly so. But yet, you neglect it. You read it in a cursory fashion. A little time for it. Time for pleasure, time for business, time for this, time for that, but not time for the Bible. I want to tell you, this is destructive. It'll destroy your joy. It'll destroy your peace. It'll destroy your testimony. It'll destroy your home. This is destructive. My people destroyed for lack of knowledge. And while there are exceptions to this, the awful fact remains we live in the most highly educated generation in the history of the world. And yet we're living in a time of greater ignorance of the Bible, even among professing Christians, than the English-speaking peoples have known in centuries. What brought Israel to destruction? The northern tribes. What brought them into captivity? 2 Kings 17 tells you, verse 15, they rejected his statutes, his covenant that he made with their fathers, his testimonies that he testified against them. They followed vanity and they became vain. There are many people, and they take this word that's so full of that which should delight the heart of a Christian, but they're not finding much delight in it. In fact, the truth is they're not finding much of anything in it. That leads me to this final truth. Therefore, if God's people are going to live clean in an unclean world, and this is what this section is all about, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? How can he live clean? How can he live a godly life in an ungodly age? If he's to live clean. If Christians are to live clean, listen, they must clear their minds and their hearts of everything that usurps the place of the Word of God. And they must make what the psalmist says here in this text their constant commitment. In other words, if you're going to live clean in this world, this has got to be your determination by faith before God. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. Delight in the word of God. Notice the word statutes. Delight in the law of God. There is this crazy movement. Well, that gives it more unity than it deserves. It's not a unified movement. There are so many ideas floating about among Christians today. There's such an ignorance of the relation of law and gospel, that you have people thinking, well, the law, the statutes of God, the commands of God, have nothing to do with me, I'm a Christian. Sad folly. Delight in God's law to direct you. The statutes of this book are right. The statutes of God's word are to direct us. They are light in a dark place. They are infallible truth in a world that's filled with error. They are absolute in a world of relativism. I'll delight in the law of God to direct. Christian, do not try to undercut God's law. Don't think that you can come up with a better standard of holiness than God's holy law, which is a transcript of his own holy character. Delight in the law to direct us, and then delight in the gospel to deliver us. You see, the law can tell you what to do, but the law can't give you the power to do it. The law can tell you the standard, but the law cannot give you the strength. But grace can. Christ can. This is where Paul says, the love of Christ constraineth us. What motivates, what moves, is a sight of the love of Christ. When you understand what Christ has done for you and for your soul, that will give you the grace, the strength that's necessary to do what you ought to do. Delight in God's word. Delight in it. Let me suggest to you that you take it. First of all, you read it. Now that sounds so simple, so plain that I sound a bit foolish even saying it. But I'm not. We have a saying in Ireland, he's not as green as his cabbage looking. He may look like a cabbage, but he's not altogether green. So I'm not being foolish. I've told the story before of one of the Church of England's great scholars. I have his biography in my shelves at home. He was an academic, and like most academics, just have a look at Dr. M.P.V. Barrett, for example, he was more than a little eccentric. Academics are eccentric. It seems that you can't have great brains and be normal. So he was eccentric. As he sat in his office, some of the young men who were candidates for the Church of England's ministry, this was a time when there was a sort of a revival and an evangelical input into the ministry of the Church of England, they came to him and they said, how would you begin? How would you recommend us to begin to study the Bible? And they expected him to say, now, this is, you need this textbook and that textbook, and this is what you do, and this is what you do. And he sat back and he stroked his chin and he deeply pondered as if this were some real big problem. He said, I do believe, I'm sure I would start with, I think I would start with John's Gospel. And I think I would start and I would read the first chapter. And then, next day, I think I would go to the second chapter. Now, he told them, as they read through, he covered something of the area we cover in our Ten Commandments of Bible study. But what he was saying is, first of all, you read this book. You're never going to delight in the Bible until you read it. Read it. Shut your door, get alone, read the thing, read the book. Think as you read. See, it's so easy, and I find myself doing this many a time. It's so easy to be reading words And my eyes are seeing them, my lips even could be framing them, but my mind is somewhere else. Read the Word. Think of what you're reading. Do not be satisfied to read without understanding. Look for God in His Word. Discover your God here. Look for Christ in the Word. Well, these are the simplicities of Bible study. Then, as you read, as you think, then pray. I'm a great believer. I think every preacher's got to do this. Any preacher who doesn't do this will amount to nothing. But what's good for the preacher is good for the person in the pew. I believe in opening that book and getting on your knees before God with an open Bible and getting on your face before God with an open Bible. Let your praising be directed by the Scripture. Let your confession be directed by the Scripture. Let your pleading be directed by the Scripture. As you read, as you think, as you understand, and then as you praise God, worship God, and plead with God over the open page of His Word, you will delight in this book. Delight in it. God save us from the sin that is so prevalent that Bible reading is a chore. There's a lot of people, and if they're honest, they'll say, yes, that's exactly where I am. It's an imposition. I do it because I have to do it. I think I've got to do it. But I'm getting nothing out of the Bible. Let me tell you, it's in the Bible. And if you're not getting it out of it, then there's something wrong. Go the way I'm telling you. Read it. Think of what you're reading. Do not be satisfied until you understand what you're reading. Pray over what you're reading. I've said it 1,000 times from this pulpit. Before I leave you, I would love to know that every Christian here is doing it. I know that many of you have taken me at my word, and many of you have come to me and have told me this has transformed your lives and transformed your prayer life. And I'll say again what I've said 1,000 times. Learn what I learned many years ago. Take this book of Psalms. Go through the book constantly. Day after day after day. Get before God. And with your psalm for that day, let the wording of the psalm lead you to praise God. You're not expounding the psalm. You're not analyzing the psalm. You're not giving some exegesis of the psalm. But what you're doing is you're letting the words of that psalm suggest to you various matters for praise and worship and thanksgiving. Before you know it, it will lead you in to petitions and supplications and prayers. Prayer life directed by God's Word. Delight in this Word and never forget it.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free. at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we let the Bible speak.